This is Sarah Swart at Muskegon Community College's Center for Teaching and Learning. Today we're going to talk about learning styles and developing content for learners of various learning styles. You'll learn what learning styles are, and you'll learn some strategies for various learning styles. Keep in mind that when you design content for your students, you will innately design in the style that you prefer. So, for example, if you're a visual learner, you will create content that appeals to the visual learner naturally. And so you'll need to think about how can you design content that also reaches the other learning style types. We'll learn about that later in this presentation. Learning styles are basically the way in which an individual learns, and as I said on the last slide, by extension, the way a teacher teaches naturally. David Kolb was one of the early developers of learning style theory. A more recent development called BARC was developed by Neil Fleming, in which he focuses on one aspect of learning style, which is how an individual takes in and processes information. Some of the other related research includes Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram. Today we're going to focus on BARC as the most specific model to online learning. However, it has a lot of application for classroom learning as well. At this website, you will be able to take an assessment to evaluate your own learning style. I highly recommend that you ask your students to do this as well. One of the powers of this particular system is that it provides a help sheet for each learning style so that you are able to find out what you need to do to learn. It's one thing to know what your style is, but it's another thing to know how to use it. In addition to the four styles, there's a multimodal style when you have a couple of preferences that are nearly or equally strong. We're going to look on this slide at some study and teaching strategies. For the visual learner, they are looking for diagrams and charts. They need white space because what they're going to do is take your content and reduce it by a third into an image. And then they will recall that image as a way to recall the information that you provide. The oral learner prefers listening. One good strategy is to provide audio lectures that you have recorded, either through a presentation such as this in Camtasia, or using a simple MP3 or WAV file with your audio that your students can click on to listen to. All you need is a microphone, which you can get a good microphone for $10 to $20 for your computer. And there is free software called Audacity if you want to just record audio. If you want to record audio and sync it with your PowerPoint slides, as I'm doing here, then Camtasia is a good way to go. That software is available for your use in the Center for Teaching and Learning. The oral learner will recall your stories, examples, and jokes as a way to tap into the information that you have provided them. The reading and writing learner will take those diagrams and charts that the visual learner liked and turn them back into words so that they can learn them. They are adept at making lists and glossaries. The kinesthetic learner is someone that enjoys hands-on things. Case studies work well with this type of learner. They also enjoy role-playing their homework. Now we'll focus on each of the styles. First of all, the visual style. Some of the things that work well for the visual learner are listed on this slide, such as your gestures and picturesque language, pictures, diagrams, graphs. They will use different colors and highlighting in order to retain information. The white space provided on a lecture incorporates into their image so that they can reconstruct what they're learning by reducing it by a third and creating a picture page in their memory. For high performance, they will need to draw diagrams, write exam answers, recall the pictures, and practice turning visuals back into words. You can find all the help sheets on the vark-learn.com website by clicking on help sheets, or they are linked here. You'll be able to use the links if you download the PDF or the PowerPoint presentation. Next, we'll turn to the oral learner. They need to hear your lecture, whether it is that they are recording their notes into a tape recorder or whether you are providing an audio file for them to listen to. They will remember your jokes, examples, and stories as a way to tap into the information that you're teaching. A good strategy for them is to describe your lecture to someone who was not there. A good strategy for this is for you to create an audio file for use after your lecture. You could do this through an audio program that is free, such as Audacity is the name of the program. And you can download that off the internet and then just get a microphone and you could record what you were saying. You could also record into a digital recorder and download through the digital recorder software into an audio file. Again, take a look at the help sheets for this type of learner on the website. The reading and writing learner will take those graphs and turn them back into words. They do well with lists, glossaries, and writing things out in list form. Again, refer to the help sheet for full details on this type of learning style. The kinesthetic learner likes labs, field trips, and tours, and real life examples. They do well with hands-on approaches, and their best performance is to do role plays and to practice writing out answers and paragraphs. You can learn more on vark-learn.com about all of these styles. I highly encourage you to focus on each style so that you understand what kind of activities appeal to the various types of learners. A multimodal learner means that they have preferences in more than one of these areas that are equally or close to equal. The website will coach you through whether you need to use the highest mode as though it were a single preference or whether you're going to have to address a couple of different modes. It basically depends on how many responses were in the assessment. Next, we'll talk about matching your teaching strategies. Some of the teaching strategies for each of the types are listed on this slide. We've already talked about them, some of them at least, as we proceeded through this lecture. You can use graphics to illustrate points, include real-life examples, use discussion groups, provide practice quizzes, and case studies. These are some of the websites that you can learn about this information.